Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It was a rough day one for the NCAA tournament. Long delays between games to clean and sterilize pushed the end of the UCLA-Michigan State game way back, and it didn't finish until after 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. They've got to get a check on this. Hey, that happened the same day a women's player from Oregon in Texas for the NCAA women's tournament put out a viral video on social showing the difference between their weight room and the men's weight room in Indiana. This is a total mess for the NCAA and a complete distortion of what women have in college athletics. But it doesn't matter. The damage is done. This young woman has a bright future as she played this thing brilliantly. The NFL has a new set of TV contracts, $10 billion per year. Yes, per year with a B, $10 billion. That's over $300 million a team. That's double, and it's wild. If you want to watch on Thursday night now, you're going to need a streaming service. It's gone from your television. I'll fill you in on the details and discuss whether this is all good or bad. Hey, and there's live sports popping up everywhere. In Kansas City, T-Mobile Center and Municipal Auditorium have events and tickets available this weekend. PBR Rodeo is at T-Mobile. NAIA Men's Basketball is at the Muni. Want to get away? Go downtown and check out some action. This is KKHI, brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. I was at the dealership yesterday, went up and saw Tim. I left the clicker when I was loaned the Sierra Denali. Beautiful truck. Spectacular truck. I left my clicker in it. So I went up and I grabbed it because my wife was at, well, this is a long story. She was at the dentist north of the river, and so I wasn't very far from the dealership. I said, hey, I'll come up and get this. And this weekend, they're going to be getting me a GMC Acadia to drive around, which is going to be fun. It's got the third row back seat, so I'm looking forward to that. But it's fun to be at the dealership. Nice folks, really nice people. It just feels right when you get to Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. So if you want to go visit them and check it out, you'll be surprised how warm you are welcome there. You really will be. There's very few places like that anymore. It's kind of old school. I like that. Their service department is wonderful. They'll service your car no matter where you live. They'll come get it for you, service it, and return it. Or if you want to check out a new ride, check online. Shop, click, and drive at robertsrobinson.com. In the next few weeks, I'll let you know all about the GMC Acadia. Looking forward to talking about that from Roberts Robinson. We just make it easy. Elite Automation, Brad Nicholson and his team at Elite are very unique in what they do. It's very few companies that do this. They design and install intelligent building automation systems. So it's not the actual HVAC system. You retain that. They make your HVAC system run efficiently and save you money. They put in a new control panel and system that is intelligent. It's like a smartphone is better than the phone they used to have on the walls that you cranked and spoke into one. You know, things get better. That's what Elite Automation does. They make your HVAC work better. Make your building great again with Elite Automation. They specialize in retrofitting what you already have. Maximum comfort and savings. What's your building cost you every month? That number will come down with Elite. They also have a consulting service that costs you nothing. You don't have to buy anything. Elite Automation will come out and consult with you on how and when to operate which are the most expensive items. When you save money, you share what you save with them. Everybody wins. Check it out online, eliteautomate.com. And Back 9 Development, the Solheim Condominiums at Grandmere. These are beautiful upscale condos on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. Great for a second home, or maybe a rental property, or college kids, or an investment. They begin at $249,000 and up. They expect to be open by football season in September. If you would like to get on the list, you can call TJ at 785-236-0161. There is no deposit required to contact TJ. Get more information. You can even drive, see the location, pick out the view that you want from your condo. That's all available to you right now. Back9development.com. Back9 does custom homes. They do commercial real estate all over the Midwest. It's a great company. If you'd like to build a home in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Back9 will do it for you. They've got some custom plans. They've got all kinds of great things for you, or bring your own. Back9development.com. Back9, the numeral 9. Back9development.com. Check out the condominiums, the Solheim at Grandmere at Colbert Hills. NCAA tournament. The action on the court was good, and it was dramatic. And it went down to the last second in a couple of games. Ooh, but they had a couple of missteps on day one. Hit it!
sports, politics, life. Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Well, the NCAA tournament is off to a rough start, and I don't mean the play on the court or the excitement of the games. The 11 seed games on Thursday night were actually quite compelling. They were games of giveaway. The teams with the lead basically choked and blew leads, and it was exciting. But that's all we're asking for is close finishes, lots of excitement, lots of drama. There were tears. There was joy. There was, you know, intense nail-biting and all those things that the NCAA tournament delivers. But a couple of things are happening at the NCAA that just have to be addressed here on the podcast. The first is, if you watch this thing on Thursday night, you had to see the incredibly long delay of the tournament action. Most of this was on TBS. If you were watching the Wichita State-Drake game, you may have noticed there was like almost 2 hours between games. You know, an hour and 45 minutes or whatever between games. Now, they had planned to have an extended period. This was not a 30-minute turnaround in West Lafayette, Indiana. They weren't trying to just spin this thing around. They were going to clear it out. They were going to clean it up and sterilize the building, and then they were going to trot UCLA and Michigan State in there and let them play their game. And it went on and on and on. And I'm watching golf at this point, okay, in daylight in Florida at 9 o'clock Kansas City time. I'm watching 10-hour-old golf with Ricky Fowler hitting the ball in the water because he doesn't belong on the PGA Tour anymore. I mean, he's just completely lost his game, but I'm getting sidetracked on golf. And I'd flip back every 10 minutes, and there's, you know, Ernie and Barkley and Kenny, and they're all on the set, and they're just filling time. And they're presumably playing all these feature stories that we're going to play at some point throughout the weekend. At one point, they did a Cade Cunningham feature where Dwayne Wade interviews Cade Cunningham. Well, that's pregame before an Oklahoma State game, right? Okay, so we know what these pieces were going to be, and they're just burning through them. Look, I've been broadcasting my whole adult life, so I know what this is like. They had no idea when the game was going to start. I mean, just no clue when this thing was going to tip. And at one point, they get on and they hook up with the CBS crew, which is Gumbel and those guys, and Clark Kellogg, good broadcasters, who are hosting the show over on True TV of the really crappy games, okay, the 16 seeds that are trying to get in. So the True TV didn't get the good ones, and the CBS guys are over on there, and I don't even know what channel True TV is on my cable. I didn't find it Thursday night because I didn't find those games interesting. But I am watching on TBS, and now they have both sets of anchors in double boxes, talking back and forth to each other, filling time for God only knows how long, and no action, no basketball. Just eight talking heads on the set, kind of laughing, actually. I think they all knew. Look, if this is about cleaning and sterilizing arenas and turning around locker rooms so players can get in there and things like that, I hate to think that they've already botched the planning. By the time you listen to this, the tournament's well underway, and they're getting started on Friday in the first round. There has to be something better than this. They can't run this tournament for 3 weeks with hour-long delays between games and not making start times because of coronavirus. I will once again restate my position, and I don't want to speak for you, but for most of you, our position, and that is, when is somebody going to ask, are the kids okay? I'm waiting for one of the news conferences where, or the sideline reporter that says, you know, you played today without teammate John over here. John didn't get to play. Is he okay? Are you concerned for his health? Is he in the hospital? Why don't the media ask these questions? The reason they don't ask the question, is Jalen Wilson okay with the Kansas Jayhawks? Is David McCormick, is he all right? The reason they don't ask is they know. They know they're not sick. They know they're not going to the hospital. They know it's not bad. The whole thing is absurd, and I'm watching this scorekeeper fumble around at the end of the Drake game trying to reset the clock. No, I think it was a Michigan State game. It was late. It went to overtime. And they're trying to reset the clock to like 2.8 seconds from 3.3. You've seen the guy. And I look at him, and he's got a mask under his chin and a not over his face at this moment, and then he's got the plastic shield all the way over his face. He's sitting at press row. There's nobody near him. The game is in front of him. What, he's wearing all this because what? Because they think at some point, some player is going to spill onto his lap and they're going to be face-to-face and slobber COVID on each other? So I got to credit Rand Paul where credit is due, the senator from Kentucky. He got into an all-out brawl with Dr. Fauci over the double mask theory. And Rand Paul is a doctor, and Tony Fauci is a doctor. We had two doctors debating this on television, and Rand Paul just called him on it and said, come on, Fauci, a second mask is nothing but theater. And I think that's the key word to COVID. There's so much of this is just theater. And now the NCAA is all theater. And I'm tired of watching scorekeepers with plastic shields over their faces. This is absurd. These kids aren't going to get sick. They're not in danger. If they do get sick, it'll be the sniffles for them. They may not be able to play, but they're not in danger. These athletes are not going to the hospital. We know the statistics. They've got a better chance. Somebody may go to the hospital in this tournament, but it will not be from COVID. If they go to the hospital, it'll be from blowing a knee, breaking a leg, hitting their head, something like that. There will be a player go to the hospital for some sort of test or observation. That's going to happen in this tournament. It will not be from COVID. This is just so stupid at this point. It's crazy. The craziness that I see, and it's no wonder we've gone mad. It's no wonder people have gone crazy over this thing. And I'm a fan of Fox 4. All right. I've worked there. I know a lot of people there. They're good at what they do. Their morning show gets incredible ratings. And they're showing this event at Arrowhead Stadium where 4,000 people are going to get vaccinated. The quote unquote underserved. Frank White, the county executive, has worked very hard to have this drive-through Johnson & Johnson one shot for people that are underserved that can come get their shot. The transportation authorities involved in this. We're going to go into the urban core. We're going to bus people out here to Arrowhead. We're going to get them their shot. We're going to help the underserved. The problem is while he's doing a live shot, right behind him, I see one of those fancy tricked out giant Jeeps that runs about $68,000. And then about four cars later is a Range Rover. I'm watching this live shot and these people at Arrowhead driving through to get their one shot for the underserved. And I see two cars roll through that are like $70,000 or more. And it's all just so absurd at this point. It just, I'm not saying there aren't underserved people. And I'm not even saying the thing at Arrowhead's bad. I'm glad they're doing it. But the way American society, the way we've reacted to this thing is kind of a mockery. So I'll assume the people in the expensive Jeep and the Range Rover that I saw on TV were younger and are too far down the list or whatever. And they're like, hey, there's an underserved deal at Arrowhead. Let's go exploit that and get our shot. This is the madness we've created with all this theater. And that's what it's become is theater. It's got to end. At some point, we have to stop overreacting to this virus. The numbers are incredibly low. There is almost no risk of massive outbreaks as millions of people have been vaccinated and millions of people have had coronavirus. The chances of this going back to what it was is nil. I mean, there's statistically almost zero chance that it is going to be a health outbreak again. Almost zero chance. It's time we start acting like it, okay? And do not allow other people to dictate our social norms or tell us how to live. And the NCAA is part of this. The tournament got off to a bad start. I mean, it just flat out got off to a bad start. It's a bad look when your games are running late because you're disinfecting what? What are you disinfecting? I mean, the locker rooms, okay, you got to clean them right afterwards. I'm going to assume they're not showering there. I mean, it's not uncommon anyway. The kids don't like, this is a little known thing about college basketball. The players today don't like to shower after the game. They just like to go home. They like to change their clothes, go home, shower in their own shower, whatever. And it's the same, I assume it's the same way here. The game ends, you do your Zoom call, whatever, back, pack your stuff up, get on the bus, go back to your hotel. You're in a five-star hotel. You're at the Ritz. I'd rather be in that shower too. You know, so I assume they go back and do it that way. I don't think you have to disinfect the showers because I don't think they're using them. I don't know. I can't speak to that, but a lot of this is just such theater. It's not even overkill. It's not about preventing the spread. It's not even about, you know, making sure the tournament happens. They've got contingency plans. If somebody gets COVID and they just want to shut a team down and they can't play, we'll all live with that. I think they don't understand that about sports fans. And I think you're probably like me on this. look, it's the COVID year. If you've got these restrictions around you and the team can't play or can't field a team, or they're missing a couple players and they lose and that's the end of their season, that's just what it is. It's that year. But don't go wrecking the tournament the way it looks, the way it feels, delays because of COVID and all this. Just don't do that. If you got to cancel a game, cancel a game. If somebody forfeits, they forfeit. I think we're all on board with that. Play this thing out. I thought it was a rough start Thursday night. The delays were just outrageous. That game didn't end until after 11:30 last night. Michigan State lost in overtime. They blew their lead. They lost to UCLA in overtime. Wichita State lost to Drake. Drake will move on, and this matters for Kansas. Drake will play USC, and then the winner will play Kansas on Monday in the second round after KU takes care of Eastern Washington. More bad publicity for the NCAA in this tournament. An Oregon women's player, Sedona Prince. It's a beautiful name, by the way. Sedona, what a great name. I love Sedona, but I'd never thought of that as a person's name. Sedona Prince. She plays for the University of Oregon, and they're playing in Texas in the women's tournament. Specifically, their game will be in San Antonio. Well, she does what young people do today, what social justice warriors do. And I guess at this point, I'm all for fighting for women's equality and women's rights, because I think women are getting trampled on by transgenders, especially women's athletics. So I'm all for Sedona on this one, and this is the worst possible look for the NCAA. Sedona's got a great personality. She gets on her phone. She starts recording, and she says, boy, we got a problem here in the NCAA tournament. I want to show you the difference between being a men's player and a women's player. Here at the University of Oregon, I'm living my dream. I'm in the tournament. We're in Texas. This is awesome. Here's our weight room. And she takes her phone, and she pans over, and there's a little rack of, like, the weights you walk with. You know, when you see people out walking, and they have those weights in their hand? There's, like, a rack of weights like that. And you think it's a joke. She goes, this is our weight room. And, you know, it's about the size of a coffee table, this little rack of weights. And she goes, now let me show you something. And she edits in. She goes, here's the men's weight room at their tournament. And there's this giant gymnasium full of every possible weight machine in the history of the world and under the sun in Indianapolis, different location. She doesn't say that. She makes it sound like, hey, we're in the room next door. So this is a little misleading, but God love her for it. And she shows this massive weight room that the men have. And it's massive. It's everything you could possibly want. She comes back on. She goes, NCAA, you've got a problem. And she says, folks, if you're watching this and not talking about this or saying something about it, you're part of the problem. So I don't want to be part of the problem. I, first of all, think it's awesome she did it. And the way she did it was brilliant. The NCAA responded with Lynn Holtzman, the female who's in charge of the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Lynn Holtzman responded by saying, it's not an issue of cost or the weights or anything like that. It's an issue of space. That if the women's tournament in Texas, you don't think of Texas being limited in space, now do we? No, we don't. So she says about space, and it sounded like a great answer, like the NCAA has just kind of figured something out. And so Sedona Prince does another video, and she goes, really? Well, they say it's about space. Take a look. Here's our weight rack. And she pans to the right and says, here's the court we practice on. And then here's all the courts next to us in this big, big giant gymnasium that has all these basketball courts. And all the courts next to them are empty and not being used. Some of them have chairs in a circle 6 feet apart, presumably for a team meeting that's socially distanced. It's just so absurd. And her point is, listen, we don't get the same things as the men. You know, I think you can argue all day that the women don't necessarily deserve the financial investment that the men get. I understand the equality. They have more scholarships. Football scholarships are non-gender specific. We learned that this year when Vanderbilt had a female kicker. So the women better be careful on this front. If you want to keep pushing women playing on men's teams, you're going to lose your Title IX protections. Somebody someday is going to challenge in court that football scholarships are non-gender specific. What happens is you have all these scholarship players in football, and you have to have women's programs to balance those scholarships out. So there's much more opportunity in multiple sports for women to play college athletics than men because football is so dominant. That's just a fact. That's just the reality of what's happened with the application of Title IX in college athletics. Title IX is not about college athletics. It is largely applied to college athletics and most famous for college athletics and has been an absolute boom for women's opportunity. Men have been the big loser with Title IX. Men have just gotten screwed over big time. We have watched swim teams, track teams, wrestling teams, all of them just go away and be disbanded because they have to create scholarships for women to offset the football scholarships that were already in place. So we know that this is the way that's worked out. We know that's the way it is in principle, and it is the way of the world. So there are some things that women will complain about, like this weight room, and nobody other than guys like me will point out that women have it better than men in a lot in the ways that matter most, which is about opportunity and equality. The women have it better than men. It is not an equal playing field. All right, there are not nearly as many swimming or soccer or tennis or golf or any of these things, scholarships for men as there are women. There are literally schools that will have 3 golf scholarships for men and split it among 7 players. They each get a fraction of a scholarship. And the women's golf team will have 8 scholarships, full scholarships. There are programs that have baseball teams that are allowed, and I think this is by NCAA rule, I think you're allowed only 12 scholarships on a baseball team in college, and sometimes they'll split that among 20 players. And the women's programs, I believe, in softball have 3 or 4 more scholarships allowed than men. Same thing in basketball. It just goes across the board. So I'm not sitting here saying the women are getting ripped off. What I loved was I loved her mojo. I loved her presentation. And it's gaining all kinds of internet attention, social media, nationally. It will make it look like women's college athletes are getting totally screwed in America. It is not the case. That's not the point of my comments today. I love what she did. I'm on her side. But I also understand why the NCAA would say this is a non-revenue generator. You know, most of these teams are going to be here a day and a half and they're flying home. We don't need to build massive weight rooms for the women here that are coming to play in this tournament. I kind of get it. You know, I do believe in that. Just like basketball complains all the time that football, the budget for a football program is way bigger than for a men's basketball program. And that bothers people in men's basketball. Well, the football program generates more revenue, except at Kansas. They generate more revenue in all of these Power Five conferences. So it's pretty cool. Her name is Sedona Prince. Just go ahead and Google it, Oregon women's player or Sedona Prince or whatever you want to do, and check out her video. It's spectacular. She did a great, great job. She even got the attention of Steph Curry. Steph Curry, the NBA superstar, blasted the NCAA when he saw the video. So I kind of thought that was cool. But keep in mind, these are 2 separate locations. The women's location is in Texas. The men are in Indiana. And so I don't think that was – it was misleading, but God, it was beautiful. It was awesome work on her part. Sedona Prince, she's going a long way in this world, I can promise you. In fact, when she graduates, just because of this viral video, I'm going to guess she could go be a social justice warrior for a living. Somebody will hire her just because this thing went viral and created such a storm. The NFL has announced a new television contract beginning this year. It is twice the money they were collecting before in rights fees from the networks and now Amazon. $10 billion with a B, $10 billion per year. $300 million per team, roughly. A little more than that, I think. So the Kansas City Chiefs, how would you like to own a business where you have a couple hundred employees, and if you can get them to all pull together 16 times a year and go work for 3 hours and be on TV, the TV people will pay you $300 million for that. More than $300 million. Over $300 million. $310 million. How would you like that? Wow, what a business model. Before you've even thought about selling a ticket, it's $300 million. You know what? Shame on the NFL if the ticket prices don't come down. At some point, they just, you know, people aren't going to go to these games. There's a lot of virus freaks out there that are not going to go back. They need to lower ticket prices. They need to make it easier for people to go to games now. This is outrageous money. The salary cap will go up. This will help the Chiefs. Chiefs were strapped to the salary cap. Now they have more money. The money just doubled. It just doubled overnight. Sunday Night Football on NBC went from $950 million to $1.72 billion. So it's pretty much doubled for NBC to have Sunday Night Football. Thursday Night Football was a bargain on Fox. They paid $660 million for it. That number has gone to 1.328. It has more than doubled. Amazon bought it. So this is going to be on Amazon streaming. The only way to watch Thursday Night Football going forward is if you have an Amazon subscription. Now, the exception to this, don't freak out, the exception to this will be if the Chiefs play, if your team plays in your market. So if the Chiefs play Thursday Night Football, which they undoubtedly will, it will be on a television channel in your market. You'll be able to watch it on free TV, the streaming portion that Amazon has up. But Amazon now owns Thursday Night Football. A typical Sunday Night Football game, a good one, would get maybe 20 million viewers. Amazon last year, when it streamed games, got about 4 million. So the NFL knows there's going to be fewer eyeballs on their product. It will be interesting to see what games they put on Thursday Night Football. And maybe they've made a deal with Amazon. Look, we're going to give you the crappy games every Thursday night. I don't know. But if you go put in the Chiefs Raiders on Thursday night, we'll have the Chiefs locally. You'll be able to watch it. If you're out of town, you won't be able to watch it unless you stream Amazon and do it that way. So Amazon has purchased the Thursday night package. The real danger here for the NFL is if you start streaming too much, do people begin to lose interest in your sport? I think the Big 12 basketball package on ESPN Plus has really hurt Big 12 basketball. We've been blaming the pandemic for everything. Everything that doesn't feel the same, we blame the pandemic. But ask yourself this about Big 12 basketball. I'm not kicking the SEC aside here or Missouri. Those games are all on the SEC network. You can get those. If you don't have the ESPN Plus, you missed how many Kansas games this year? Eight? Maybe eight Kansas games were on that thing that you didn't see? I've lost track of the number of people that have told me, I just didn't watch those games. So you can't be as excited about Kansas basketball. You haven't watched as much. You're not paying as close attention. In the end, this has to be a bad thing for Big 12 basketball. I know what ESPN is trying to do with their streaming service. They're trying to get, really ardent fans of teams to buy the service to see the games of their teams. I get it. I understand the business model. I respect it. I'm not talking about ESPN doing anything wrong. I'm asking, is it the right thing for the Big 12 to do with basketball? You chase that money and lose fans at the same time. And the NFL is kind of reaching that area. I've got a decision to make. I don't stream Amazon. I don't have it. Is it Amazon Prime? Is that what they call their TV streaming service? I don't have it. Am I going to do it for Thursday Night Football? Hey, I've got a company I'm running here. My company can pay for this. And it isn't that much money. I just don't know if that's an expense. Yeah, I'm trying to run a company for a profit. I don't know that's an expense I need. If I'm going to see the Chiefs games on Thursday nights, do I need to see the other Thursday night games? What will the sports bars do? And if that happens and a really good game comes up on a Thursday night and the Steelers are playing Cleveland, I may go to my favorite sports bar and watch it. Have a little dinner, watch the game. If it's good, stay for the second half. If it's not, go home. We're going to have a lot of options here. So that's the biggest change. The Monday Night Football schedule has changed too. Disney is now paying more. And this was surprising because Disney was not happy with their Monday Night Football package. They were paying all this money and they got crappy games and the ratings were dreadful. I mean, dreadful on ESPN. They have a bad announcer team. They can't get it right. They need to make a splash. They need to go hire somebody and get it right. Their announcing team is awful. And it's hard to watch. They've got to do better. They've got all this money. They got to do better. They got to go hire a pro. Go get somebody. Hire Kevin Harlan away from CBS to do Monday Night Football. And you may have something. I don't know that Harlan would do it. Maybe he'd do it for the right money. Go get somebody who can do this thing. It's just a bad product on ESPN on Monday nights. So they're going to have to fix this because Disney just bought, and they have ESPN and ABC. They bought the Monday Night Football package, but they've changed the package a little bit. They got a Super Bowl in 5 years. 2026, they get the Super Bowl. So they got a Super Bowl in their package, and they better figure their announcing crew out by then because I don't want to watch these clowns call that thing. They have added 6 more games to their package. There will be 3 weeks where on Monday Night Football, there will be 2 games available. One will be on ESPN. The other will be on ABC, which they own. So we all know the first week of the season, Monday Night Football, there's a doubleheader, right? So presumably that's one of the two. The other two, we're not exactly sure where they'll be. They also now have the right to flex better games into Monday Night Football. And that's important. The NFL needs to get its best matchups each week into the solo windows. Where there's only one game on, those need to be the best games. And the networks really want that. And Disney was able to get that in their Monday Night Football package. So there's going to be 3 weeks where there's two games played on Monday night. Then there's going to be a Saturday doubleheader in December. The last week of the season, on Saturday, ESPN and ABC will have a doubleheader standalone. And a sixth game is going to be available to ABC or ESPN, Disney. And they're going to put this on ESPN Plus. So there'll be one game available on ESPN Plus. One game. Would you sign up for ESPN Plus because there's one NFL game on it? I don't know, but if you start to think about this, they may be doing the right thing here. If you have seven or eight KU basketball games, a Kansas football game, an NFL game, and a couple of other things on ESPN Plus that you want to watch throughout the year, would you then get the subscription and say, yeah, there's now enough games on here, I need to have this? That's a very interesting question to ask. I think ESPN Plus will probably get to that point where they'll have enough content that people will say, yeah, I need to pay for this because there's enough games on here that I want. I don't know what happens to cable. As this all starts to change, I don't know what happens. Cable prices are really high. I would love to be able to get rid of the channels that I don't want. I know I'm paying for them. It's all bundled. I pay one price every month. And I love cable. I swear by cable. You know, we were driving through Texas last week on our way back. I told you we pulled into a place in Amarillo to watch the Big 12 title game. And we'd been driving through rain, and we get in there, and every TV is blank. They're on satellite, and it's raining, and so you can't get the games. Same thing happens sometimes with broadcast TV, but cable television is ridiculously reliable. It's faster and more reliable than streaming. It is the most reliable product out there. I like cable TV. I'm not here to badmouth cable. I have Spectrum. I think it's a fine service. Every day I upload and do this podcast through Spectrum high-speed internet. I don't have any fancy equipment. I bought nice new stuff to do the podcast to make it sound right and be right. I have no complaints. I'm not the guy that's going to complain about my cable company. Does it cost more than it should? Gosh, I don't think so. When I start thinking about how much I have the TV on gathering information, I use the internet to research for my show, I work at home, I do all this stuff, I think it's a relative bargain. I do. But I also have not jumped out on this leap of, I'm going to go get seven streaming services at $10 a month and add another $70 on. I haven't done that yet. I don't have time. I really don't have time to watch a bunch of some of the programming that people watch on Netflix or whatever. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I don't have Netflix. I'm like, I don't know. You can't miss it if you haven't had it before and lost it. So I don't really want to get hooked on a bunch of programs that I got to binge watch. I like sports. I like news. I like politics. I like life. I like things that they happen as they happen. I live in the moment. I have a few shows that I watch. I used to like to go to the movies, but we haven't been in forever. But we didn't go very often, three or four times a year. It's not that I don't like entertainment. You know, I'll watch, my wife likes watching reruns of Friends. I've seen the episodes. They still entertain me. I hear a streaming service, I think HBO Max. Has all the Friends reruns. You can see every episode. I'm like, well, what do I need that for? They're on every day on like three different channels on cable. Oh, but there's going to be a Friends reunion, and that's going to be on HBO Max. Okay, my wife loves Friends. Maybe we'll get HBO Max. We don't even have HBO. I don't have a movie service on my cable package because we just don't watch that many movies. It started when my kids were little. I didn't want HBO in the house because I didn't want the content. I didn't want my kids to have access to the content. That was me. It's a choice I made as a parent. You know, Cinemax is called Skinemax for a reason. I just didn't want it in the house. I wanted my kids, if they were going to do things that I didn't want them doing, I wanted them to have to work at it. All right? I wasn't just going to readily make it available to them. Whatever. They all turned out fine. I'm happy. Knock wood. They've all turned out fine. But I guess I got a decision to make. If they're going to be putting all this content in all these other places, I may have to add some of those things and maybe join in on that. But at this point, I got plenty of entertainment options. It will be interesting. I don't know. When I see the Thursday night schedule come out, I'll have to make a decision on Amazon. I may get it. And I know there's some programming on there that we'll probably like. I think, isn't there a Jennifer Aniston show on there, or is that Apple TV? How can you have all these things separately? How does that work? What if you got them all? And at some point, are they going to get together and bundle themselves and say, here's the 12 biggest streaming services. We're all bundled together. You can get it for $99 a month or something. I mean, I don't know. How does this all work? How do you get all these different things? When I see the schedule come out for Thursday night, if there's really good games, I may get it, because that's the only place you'll be able to watch Thursday night football. And I'm excited that there are more standalone opportunities. There's more. For me, it's about seeing the best games and having more product. And I think we got that in this TV deal with the NFL. There's six more games on ESPN and ABC. Those will be national broadcasts. So that's more opportunities, more times that you'll get a chance to watch football if you choose it. I'm one of these freaks that can't get enough football. I just can't. I can't. Even through all the social justice crap and all the stuff, the NFL's getting watered down and there's weenies in the league and they cry and complain and all that. I don't care. When I watch the product, because you don't see their faces. I think it helps the NFL that they're all covered up. You're cheering for uniforms. You're watching a ball and cheering for uniforms. I think that helps the NFL. Like, when I see LeBron James's face now, I just cringe. I know what he's about. I can't watch the guy. I know what kind of a freak he is. And I love and respect his basketball talents. He's one of the greatest of all times. I just don't want to watch the man. I don't like him. You don't want to watch somebody you don't like. You know, and I think football benefits from that. The real social justice freaks in the NFL, you still don't see them. They're just uniforms out there running around. So I think that helps a lot. Wow, the NFL, over $300 million per team. I mean, amazing. Absolutely amazing. $10 billion a year. Not a $10 billion contract. $10 billion per year. It's over $300 million a team. That's just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And we will finish this all sports edition of KKHI with some local things going on this weekend in Kansas City. I know a lot of you listen and you're not in Kansas City, but I suspect where you are, you're seeing the same thing as well. We have a couple big sporting events in Kansas City this weekend that are open to fans, and tickets are available. The Professional Bull Riders are at T-Mobile Center. This is a wonderful event. If it wasn't tournament weekend and all that, I'd like to go. I want to go. I like it. I think it's cool. I think the Bull Riders are the toughest among us. I think it's cool competition. I've watched on TV multiple times. This is a neat event. Downtown, tickets are available. You want to go to a sporting event? If you have felt locked down and you're ready to no longer be not locked down, PBR at T-Mobile Center downtown. Go check it out. And the NAI men's tournament is at Municipal Auditorium. And these are Jim Carr and his staff and the folks at the NAI are awesome. We used to have a friend that worked at the NAIA. These people, this is what college athletics is all about. I mean, the NAIA is about as pure as it gets. There's no real perks. There's a lot of long bus rides. There's a lot of Super 8 motels. And you're in college getting your education, but you get to play a sport. And you get to wear a uniform, and you get shoes, and they feed you, and it's fun. And you get to be a teammate, and you get all these things, as opposed to, you know, Jay Williams and people that used to play in the NCAA calling for these players to go on strike before the tournament. You know, we're watching these players in the tournament, even on night one, the play-in night, and the drama, the parents are crying and they're living their dreams and they're on the edge of their seat and you see all this from the play. Why would you try to teach those kids to go on strike for something more? Feeling something is better than having something. Feeling the emotion, even feeling the emotion of losing in the NCAA tournament, is better than money. You got your whole life to go make money. You do. You'll be on your deathbed when you're 95 years old, remembering that feeling you had when you were 20, when you lost in the tournament, and you put your face in a towel, and you cried that your season was over. And I know that's a negative at the moment. Those are the things that build character in life. Those are the experiences and the feelings that we have that make living the human experience great. These are far greater things than what most people talk about. Certainly the euphoria of winning a game And then maybe you lose your second game, but you always remember winning that game. And your teammate who hit a big shot with a minute 20 to go to put you up by five or whatever it may be, or the buzzer beater. You remember those things, man, the experiences. These clowns out there saying they should go on strike and not play don't understand the NAIA experience. You know, I'm pretty sure Jay Williams would walk into the NAIA experience and say, and not say, these kids should go on strike. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure he'd say, this is a good deal. These kids are getting free education, and they get to play basketball, and it's not Division I, but doggone it, this is a great deal, man. They're getting an education. I apply the same thing at the highest level, because what they're getting is even better than what the NAIA kids are getting. It's way better, and it is America. You have the option to play or not play, but go on strike, ridiculous. Go check out some NAIA basketball. If you like, it's at Municipal Auditorium over the next week, and the PBR Bull Riding is at T-Mobile Center. It's great to see sports back live. Tickets available for in-person viewing in Kansas City. Have a great weekend, everyone. For the patrons, we'll see you at the watch party on Saturday for the Kansas game, 12 to 3. If you still want to become a patron and meet with us on Saturday, you'll find out at the patron site by signing up at kkhasissues.com. kkhasissues.com. Sign up for as little as $5 a month, become a patron, and we can see you Saturday at a location in Kansas City where we're going to be watching basketball from 12 until 3. March Madness, baby, is here. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.